the OTB Podcast Network.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
OTB's Mount Rushmore.
Yes, OTB Mount Rushmore coming your way. Plenty of interaction post-Bar Wars, by the way. We'll bring that your way a little bit later on. But delighted to say Tipperary are sharpening their pencils and their picks and whatever else it is that it takes to get this thing done. And Chief Selector this morning, delighted to say Alan Quinlan, come on in.
Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
We're going to be joined by Michael Quinlan, I think is on the line as well. Good morning to you, Michael.
Hi, Adrian. How are things?
Flying the tanks, yeah. I mean, I've been through this. Last week, it's not easy. Quinny, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I was unsure of this. Obviously, when you can rattle off a few names in your head, but then when you actually go and do a bit of exploring, there's lots of candidates to, and lots of successful sports people in Tipperary. I think Tipperary as a county is probably best known for its GAA stars, hurling and football, and Camogie. And ladies footballers as well. So horse racing as well, for sure. So it's an interesting one. But yeah, we have a lot of sports stars and hopefully we can find a couple to make the list.
Yeah, well, we've about 20 minutes to get into it. So without further ado, the way we're going to work here, by the way, people will be familiar with it at this stage, but you're going to make your four selections, Quinny, after which Michael will have the opportunity to come in and nix one of them out at the expense of one of the people that he feels actually should be up there. And you can debate around it, the rights and wrongs of that, and come to some sort of a temporary conclusion at the end of it. But you might kick us off, if you don't mind, by giving us maybe a sense of some of the runners and riders and your first couple of picks.
The runners and riders. Well, as I said, that you could pick loads of hurlers, people that I remember going to Tipperary hurling matches back in the 80s, 90s. Tipperary won two All-Irelands. 89 and 91, and that team, you know, was dominated by Nicky English, Pat Fox, Joe Hayes, Bobby Ryan, Richard Stakelam, all these guys, John Lahey. They were all superstars in my eyes, and I think the one if I'm picking one from hurling, you could obviously go back a number of years before that, back to the 40s, 50s, 60s. 70s, Tipperary were very, very successful in hurling, and Jimmy Doyle and John Doyle are two that are kind of star names to pick out. John Doyle won 8 All-Irelands for Tipperary and 10 Munster titles, 10 National League titles. Nobody's ever won more National League titles. Henry Shefflin passed him out for the All-Irelands. So John Doyle is obviously a superstar. He was a superstar hurler and played for 17 years, I think, is at for the county. So that was incredible. And Jimmy Doyle, the same, 6 All-Irelands. So there's loads of them. He was inducted into the GAA Hall of Fame. So a part of this, Adrian, feels like I'm disrespecting other sports people. But the person I picked from hurling is Nicky English, because, Nicky is the one that, you know, I saw up close and personal. I was obsessed with Tipperary hurling. I still am. And I went to so many league matches, club matches, inter-county championship matches. And, you know, Nicky taught me in school as well. So maybe I'm a bit biased. I'll get accused of that again this week, like the Sexton O'Gara thing last week. But Nicky to us was God. That was his nickname. He was God. I just think he was gifted. And he'd 6 All-Stars, only 2 All-Irelands. That's probably the biggest disappointment for that team, that under Babs Keaton in 87 won their first Munster title in a very, very long time. And then there's an incredibly good bunch of players there, and they probably should have won more than 2 All-Irelands. But Nicky was just a superstar in our eyes, and he's the one I'm picking from hurling.
You had me convinced that the way you were going there, John Doyle was the man to go up.
Yeah, it's a bit disrespectful probably to John Doyle. But look, as I said, Nicky, you could argue the All-Irelands probably should sway John Doyle's favour. And obviously, if I was picking two hurlers, I would pick John Doyle and Nicky English. And maybe Michael might change that and say he's deserving to be in there. But the reason I'm picking Nicky is because I was there to see it firsthand. And I just saw, I think he was one of the most gifted hurlers that ever played the game. And he had an incredible talents and ability to just do stuff off the cuff, and that's why I'm picking him.
Yeah, definitely had cut through beyond Tipperary for sure as well. So that's the first phase we can start getting our etcher busy on the mountain. Quiddy, who where are you going for with your second pick?
Well, I won't go into as much detail. What I'll do is I'll just name them and then we can debate them. In soccer, I kind of went for a couple of different sports here because I didn't want to go top heavy in one. As I said at the start, you could in GA, particularly when it comes to Tipperary as a county. I went for Shane Long in the soccer. Again, somebody I know very well. I think he's... and it just... Because of the difficulty in going and playing in Premier League and being a professional footballer and playing at the top level, and not many get the chance to experience that, particularly from maybe outside of Dublin. Obviously, there's loads of exceptions, so I stand to be corrected on that. But for Tipperary to have someone who's played 82 times for their country and gone on to... You know, he played for my local soccer club as well in St. Michael's in Tipperary. I played, believe it or not, was an average soccer player, but I loved playing soccer as well. I was deadly from about 2 yards. I was a striker or a goalkeeper. So I was at both ends of the field or else on the bench. But Shane Long was, for what he's achieved, I just think it's very difficult for me not to pick him. Again, watching him up close and seeing him and knowing his story, where he's come from, and he played minor hurling for Tipperary as well, so he was a very talented hurler as well. So
it seems ridiculous for somebody with 80 odd caps to be saying this, but like, he didn't achieve, I don't think, what people might have expected of him. Like, that level of consistency wasn't there in terms of scores. Like we mentioned, obviously there were moments there of unbelievable, like the Germany goal, but probably didn't eke out maybe as much as I'm assuming that he himself would have liked.
Yeah, well, you could argue that, like, he wasn't a superstar player, but I think the competitiveness and the difficulty and the challenges of playing in the Premier League, and he's, you know, he's been around a long time and certainly probably could have scored more goals by his own admission. But, you know, we don't have too many soccer players that we can boast about who've achieved what he's achieved. So to play for your country 82 times, and as you say, it's very valid to say that, you know, you'd love to have a Robbie Keane type scenario with Shane Long, because I think he certainly showed glimpses of his brilliance over the years, but probably didn't kick on to score those goals that he would have loved and everybody would have loved. But it's still an incredible achievement to do what he has done, really, in you know, coming from a rural part of Tipperary.
Yeah, so that's the... I mean, I feel less confident that he might be there at the end, but we'll see how we get on in the next little while. We'll tell our guy to hold off on him for the minute. So that's your second pick, Quinny. Where are you going after that?
I'm going to rugby, my own sport. And surprisingly, Adrian, I know you'd be shocked with this, I'm not picking myself. I'm picking a former teammate, Dennis Leamy, who his career was cut short with a horrendous hip injury. He's had to have a hip replacement after he retired in 2012. I just think he was an incredible talent. He was a brilliant teammate. He was a monster on the field, incredibly tough, resilient, someone that you would, without hesitation, go to battle with and love to be beside you when you're playing in tough games in the south of France or playing in New Zealand. I think he was just very unlucky with some of the injuries. He had two knee reconstructions throughout his career. And then that hip injury towards the tail end of it, you know, and had to retire at 29. So I think he was very unlucky not to be picked in the Lions Tour in 2009. I think that would have really been deserving. I got picked. We know the story, what happened after that. But I think Dennis was an incredible player, so talented and as tough as nails. And I just think, you know, to have 57 caps with the injuries and the early retirement, I think he would have definitely went on to get close to 80, 90, 100 maybe. And but I think he was, what he's achieved and representing Tipperary, Munster, Ireland, I think it's been second to none. And as again, you know, I do stand corrected on all these decisions and these picks that I have, but I think what swayed me with some of them is obviously just the knowledge of the person, the attitude. And you could argue about, you know, winning things and trophies and medals should dictate it. But I just think Dennis was a superstar. Donnacha Ryan obviously has gone on to achieve a huge amount as well. Tommy O'Donnell, Trevor Hogan, the Fogartys from Cashel. So we've had a lot of really good rugby players and in the last number of years. And I just think Dennis deserves to be mentioned when you're talking about top Tipperary sports people.
Yeah, for what it's worth, I was saying at the top of the show, people are going to forget who actually selected these, and you should have just gone ahead and put yourself in there.
No. I'm not ahead of Dennis Leaney, and I'd be very straight up about that. I just think Dennis was, I could argue some of my own failings and being a bit unlucky at times with injuries, which I was, but, I wouldn't be comfortable putting myself in that situation. Obviously, if I went on to win 80 or 90 caps and, you know, I went in the lines and won Grand Slams and all that kind of stuff, played in them. I have a medal from 09, but I didn't play in it. So Dennis is different. You know, I think he's part of a competitive an incredible array of talent in the back row throughout my career and throughout his career as well. And I just remember when he came on the scene first with Munster, I'll just give you one quick story. Yeah. John Hayes and myself were around for a little while and we looked at Leamy and we went, I just immediately went, he's going to make it. He's going to be a superstar. And he was.
Okay. Who's the fourth?
I just think you can't talk about Tipperary without talking about hurling and horse racing. The interest, the passion around horse racing is just phenomenal. I think Mick Kinnan has just achieved so much in the game. He was there for 34 years at the top, won all the top races, incredible longevity. I think he has to be in the four that I'm picking. I think Charlie Swan obviously had a brilliant career as a jockey as well, and he's famously renowned for the great races on Istabrak and the wins on Istabrak. So if we're going into horse racing, it has to be Mick Kinnan. Someone actually texted me this morning. They're my four, but somebody said, what about Sean Kelly? And Michael probably know better living in Clonmel, but from my understanding, Sean Kelly, the cyclist, he claims to be a Waterford man. Is that correct?
Yeah, sure. Listen to him talk.
Carrick is a contentious area in the fact that you have three county borders culminating in one town, but I think he is originally from out past the golf club, which is County Waterford.
Yeah.
I imagine he'll be high up on the list of Waterford candidates when that certainly comes around.
Yeah, he would be for sure. So they're my four, okay. Nicky English, Shane Long, Dennis Leamy and Mick Kinnan.
Okay. Right, I know there's a bit of chopping and changing there over the last little while, and as you said, the sweaty palms kicked in. Michael, from your own point of view, how has this process been for you?
It's incredibly difficult. Like, I had my mind made up last night and I'm still thinking about changing it this morning. It's very difficult.
I went out with Quinny there on that.
I did agree on two of the selections. I suppose I'll give a bit of background. I kind of tried to put my own criteria on it. I took Mount Rushmore to mean that it was past presidents or, you know, people who had completed their full term in office, which meant that anybody who was currently playing, I left out, mainly because it's hard to get a grasp on a full career while they're still playing.
You use that as a combat. We understand. That's fine.
Yeah, so the main one to lose out there, which Quinny has mentioned, is Shane Long, given the fact that he's still playing. But even there's, you know, some of the contingent that are currently with the Tipperary senior hurling team, I'd say in 5 to 10 years' time would have a serious shout of being in on this as well. And even past that, you know, like Joseph O'Brien is still training. I think he, if he continues on his current trajectory, could definitely stake a claim in the coming years as well. And after that, then the thing that I tried to do was maybe have a think about how I viewed sport in Tipperary. The predominant and certainly most popular by a country mile is hurling. And for the vast majority of people in Tipperary, hurling is the be-all and end-all. And taking that into account, I said in my head, certainly that there should be two places for two hurlers on this. You could argue, I think you'd still be here in the morning arguing if you were trying to pick four to go up. But even trying to narrow it down to two, and Quinny's mentioned, you know, a lot of them there already, it's incredibly difficult. So I had put Nicky English into my team. Now, the thing for me is I don't really have a reference point for either of the two dials because, unfortunately, you know, it's a fair bit before my time. I think Owen Kelly has a serious shout of going in there in recent years. He was a wizard pretty much with a hurling stick. But I know.
So are you going for Kelly and English?
I had them originally in, but I'm finding it very difficult to maybe look past John Doyle. You know, that era of Tipperary hurling is the pinnacle. They would have been in my team. But I'll stick to my guns and I'll put in Owen Kelly, mainly because of, you know, my generation. He was, you talked about God and Owen Kelly is the son of God. So, like, they would be the two for me.
Okay. So after that, Kelly English, yeah?
Yeah. After that, I had also put in Mick Cannan. I think you know, Coolmore is... And Ballydoyle are they're the cream of the crop when it comes to horse racing internationally. And to be honest, the fact that Aidan O'Brien maybe wasn't in the Wexford one was a bit mad because of what he's done in the horse racing game over the last few years. We obviously couldn't pick Vincent O'Brien because he would have been, you know, unfortunately born in Cork, but maybe made in Tipperary. So I definitely agree with the Mick Cannan one. You know, it culminated in an unbelievable final year with Sea the Stars in 2009 as well. So he was the other one. And my the way I viewed the last spot within Tipperary is you find different pockets within the county for soccer, for rugby, for Gaelic football. For me personally, I'd have to have Declan Brown in there. He elevated Tipperary football to a level that was unheard of before he came along. Two All-Stars, International Rules Honours. And the biggest thing that stands out for me about Declan is the fact that in every corner of Ireland, regardless of whether they know anything about Tipperary football, they all know him, regardless. You know, and they're all able to really off help. So they were my four. I know full well that I'm bringing a huge recency bias to all this, and certainly more of a South Tipperary bias as well, considering that there's no one past Turles on my team. You could easily break the county up into two and still have a massive argument over this. And I think the fact that I still do think that John Doyle and Jimmy Doyle,
yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm just not a bit older and I don't have a reference to their time in a Tipperary jersey compared to what I do with the other two. And that's why I have to pick them.
I would urge, for what it's worth, against recency bias, but listen, it's not my Mount Rushmore, so it's up to you guys. John Sheehy's been in touch on YouTube, saying that Quinny doesn't have Jimmy Doyle in his top two hurlers, ? He's not happy with you, and I'm sure the rancor over this will continue for a while as well. So just to recap on exactly where we're at, lads, right? Alan Quinlan for his four has gone for Shane Long, Nicky English, Mick Cannan, and Dennis Leamy, and then Michael for his four has gone for also Nicky English and also Mick Cannan. But he's got Owen Kelly in there, and he's got Declan Brown. We're right on all that.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so let the debate begin, I suppose. There's two up for grabs here. Dennis Leamy and Shane Long is not in Michael's list there, Quinny, and he's proposing Declan Brown and Owen Kelly instead. Let the debate begin.
It's very, very difficult. I can completely understand where Quinny has come from. because, you know, you've had personal experience with most of the people who are in your list.
That shouldn't sway it completely either, because it's not I wouldn't be digging my heels in on any of these, because I genuinely feel that you're kind of, are you disrespecting people who have done incredible things in their own sport and stuff? And there's so many more, like you said, Michael, the current hurlers, Brendan Cummins, Seamus Kellen, Noel McGrath, the Mahers, Tommy Dunn. Someone, I remember Tommy Dunn, I remember playing a hurling match for my school one time, the Abbey CBS against Tommy's school and Tommy Vara, and he scored 4-10 in the match. And I remember thinking, where is this? This is phenomenal. Like, I'm on the other end of the field and Tommy Dunn is, and I couldn't do anything about it. And he was just extraordinary hurler. And, you know, Lark Corbett, Owen Kelly, these are guys I wrote down last night when I was kind of thinking about it. And there's so many more you could put into that. That category, and I think everyone's going to debate this, and you know, there's no right or wrong answer, really. I think we just probably have to settle. I do agree with Declan Brown as well. I wrote Declan's name down, you know, in a very, very barren period for Tipperary football, as you say, Michael. He was just a superstar, and he shouldn't be judged on what he didn't win. People continuously said if Declan Brown went to Kerry or Dublin or Tyrone or some other county, he could have numerous All-Irelands, because he could have made those teams so much better. He was just a genius, deserves a mention. Owen Kelly is someone, the reason I probably didn't go for Owen, because I'm kind of putting him in with Nicky. As you say, Owen was baby God and Nicky was God. So look, there's loads of different debates on it, and I do understand the Shane Long one. So I'm happy. I'm going to let you make the changes, Michael, because
Before you do anything else, before we take another step, we do want to hear our last pitch in just a moment. And before that, we've had Dennis Vahey, who's been in touch on YouTube and on. I'm going to ask you to jump in here, because he is wondering why there's no Lena Rice on this. And there's a couple of names that you mentioned at the very top of the show at 7:30 this morning that we haven't discussed just yet.
I was just making it the point at the top of the show, lads, that there's an unbelievably rich history when it comes to Tipperary sports people, but I guess, like, I think that if you've got recency bias to go on, or if you've got recent sports stars that you actually remember playing or that you can see in colour television playing, I think you always have to go for them. But just Bob Tisdall and his amazing performance in the Los Angeles Olympic Games has to go in there. I don't think he'd run much 400 metre hurdles up until those Olympic Games, and actually wins the gold medal on the same day that Dr. Pat O'Callaghan won a couple, I think, of his gold medals, or at least one of them. You've got Tom Kiley, the gold medalist from 1904, and then you've got Lena Rice as well, who's been mentioned there, the first and only Irish woman to win the Wimbledon singles. Maryl Hill House is where she grew up, so from a fairly well-to-do family, but obviously going well back into Irish society there. Those three names have come up and have been mentioned, but like it's a tight one. Like, Michael, I just want to briefly ask you on Declan Brown, because it's a great suggestion. Like, the counterpoint that a lot of people will make, and I promise I won't put you in the awkward position of ever considering yourself for the Mount Rushmore, but the 2016 and the All-Ireland's semi-final aspects of that, like, does that perhaps bring that Tipperary football team up to the Declan Brown team's level, or do you think that Declan Brown almost paved the way so that some of the great footballers who would come under Liam Kearns would be able to reach the heights that they did?
I think he was the catalyst for a lot of that. He made football very popular, you know, and he made it a worthwhile game to play. I don't think any of what happened in those years compared to what he did as a player, and the level he took football in Tipperary to, personally. He was a genius, and that's why he would have to make my list. I suppose, look, just a couple of other ones, like Ollie Call had an unbelievable League of Ireland career, played in Europe nine years in a row for four different clubs and won five league titles. Like, there's another one, and obviously fondly remembered in Clonmel.
I played against him, Michael, as well, would you believe it?
Yeah.
Loads, and I saw him playing for Clonmel Town so many times against St. Michael's. Phenomenal. Left-pegging him. Brilliant pace. He was brilliant.
And then the other one, look, with the year that's in it, you know, if you're talking about sporting notoriety, like, it's 100 years since Bloody Sunday, and Michael Hogan would have to get a mention in there as well. You know, that's it's incredibly difficult. Like, we've had 20 minutes here, and I could probably still go on for another hour naming out different players and different people. It's really difficult. But if I have to hang my hat on someone, and given my background, I have to put Declan Brown into that team.
Well, there is one last pitch we want to hear from Michael just before you put that to the man himself. Some interesting names mentioned there by Owen, but one other last pitch has come through from our own Dahi Boland. Take a look.
I do not envy Quinny and Michael here one bit, but there is one man who has to be on the Premier County Mount Rushmore. That man being a certain John Doyle from Holy Cross. You cannot have a Tipperary Mount Rushmore without a man who has won 8 Liam McCarthy's, 10 Munster Championships, 11 National League titles. Nobody has won more National League titles than John Doyle. He made 54 championship appearances in his 19 years wearing the blue and gold. Finished every game he started. Named Hurler of the Year in 1964. Named cornerback on Team of the Century. Named cornerback on Team of the Millennium. Ladies and gentlemen, do I need to say much more? Like, if you had a 99 ice cream cone without a flake on it, it would not be right. If you have a Tipperary Mount Rushmore without John Doyle, it would not be right. John Doyle has to be on the Tipperary Mount Rushmore.
99 without a flake, lads.
Yeah, right. I agree with him. He swayed me because I was split between getting John Doyle in there last night. The reason I kind of went for the four different sports was just to give it a bit of variety.
Are you changing your four now before we get Michael to make his addition?
No, I'm just telling Michael to put John Doyle in.
Right. The four as it stands are Quinny's four of Long, English, Canaan and Leamy. Michael, you get one change. What are you looking at?
You put me in a horrible position here. You know that? Because, back your gut here, Michael, not your head. You have to go with the tummy here, not the head. What you feel, you have to go. You could put any of them in.
Don't be swayed by that.
Am I allowed to put one in and offer Quinny that he can change one of his ones?
You can debate it out as you want. But who?
Try me anyway, Michael.
Michael. Who do you really want to get on? That's the question.
I have to put Declan Brown into it. For me, I have to.
Who would you be suggesting to take out?
I've agreed on the two, so I'm left with either Shane Long or Dennis Leamy. And if I stayed true to my criteria, which was the fact that anybody who's still playing, you know, I didn't look at them, then I'd have to remove Shane Long. Jeez, I feel terrible even saying these things.
That's your excuse when you meet him anyway. Now you can say, look, you're still playing. But anyway.
It's all right. You can etch over someone. Now you have the chance to change. There you go. Dahi has made his case.
You can swap him out for any of the others, Quinny, if you wish. Declan Brown is going up, but you can still, it doesn't have to be Shane Long.
Oh, Lord. Right, so he's putting in Declan Brown. So we're going...
I think we could say that Nick English and Mick Canaan are on. Declan Brown is now going on, and you have a straight call between Long or Leamy. Or if you want to put John Doyle or you want to make any last changes, you got to speak now.
Yeah, if I change Mick Canaan, I get lambasted from the racing fraternity. and I think, look, for what he's achieved, it's very difficult it's impossible not to have him in there.
Don't worry about who's lambasting you.
Yeah. Right. So I'll go Nicky English, John Doyle, Dennis Leamy, and he's allowed to put Declan Brown in then. So I'm taking Mick Canaan out.
Canaan is out.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, how was pulling that plaster off? It's a tough one, but I think that you've resulted in something there that's a good looking Mount Rushmore anyway. It's like somebody was always going to miss out with the names that you listed off there. So
can we put five in?
You'd be surprised the amount of time that comes up. Just so we're absolutely certain of where we're landing here, we've Nicky English, we have John Doyle, we've Declan Brown, and we've Dennis Leamy. Is that right?
If I take Dennis out, then well, really, I've got to put Mick Cannan back in. So that's what I'm at now.
All right, he won't be texting me anyway.
Would you rather be public enemy number one of the racing fraternity, no, or is it Dennis Leamy fraternity?
No, do you know what? And is it settled on this then? Is it I have the final call? Have I?
Absolutely.
Oh, Jesus. Michael, you cop out there. So I don't want to let Declan Brown in then.
You have no choice.
That sounds terrible because Declan, as I said, was incredible. Jesus.
I think it's a straight shoot out here by the looks of things.
I'm sticking with what I have. I'm going to go Nicky English, Dennis Leamy, Mick Cannan, and Declan Brown.
That's five.
Going to kill me and all the
boys. John Doyle is gone, then, is what you're saying. No.
Doyle is in it. It's Cannan that's missing out. The one that you went for a moment ago, it sounded like you had a perfect agreement with Michael as well, Quinny.
For English, Leamy, Doyle, and Brown. That did seem like the best list to me, lads. I'm not going to lie to you.
Leamy, English, Doyle, and Brown is what I certainly saw as the happy medium between your two. But just confirm you're happy with that.
Are you picking it on or am I picking it?
Right, lads, come on. We need to move you to a conclusion here. It's a shootout between, as I see it, Mick Cannan.
I agree with Nicky, I agree with John Doyle, and I agree with Declan Brown, but I think Mick Cannan has to win this.
Right, we'll settle on those four. I blame you, Michael, okay?
Yeah,
tell us who we have here, because I've so many lists up on my bit of paper here. Who we actually ended up with?
Oh, Jesus. Nicky English, John Doyle, Declan Brown, and Mick Cannan. So Michael has taken out Dennis Leamy and Shane Long. He's taken the blame for that.
He hasn't.
I'm taking it. Okay. You never fought their case.
Listen, I think that's a strong list, lads. I think that fourth spot between Cannan, Leamy, Long probably could have gone either way, really. But it's ended up in Mick Cannan's corner. And that's where the jury ends. More stressful than you expected?
Definitely, yeah.
Where's it going, lads? What's whereabouts in Tip is it being etched?
Under the Rock of Cashel.
Sounds under like it. Sounds as good a shout as any.
Like, properly under it or somewhere where people can see it.
Nice cliff face under the Rock of Cashel that would take a lovely little Tipperary around Mushroom.
Very good. You can agree on that, Quinny?
Absolutely, no problem with that.
Good. Well, listen, you did. You played a blinder. Thanks for putting the hours in over the last couple of days, and well presented. Well done, lads.
Should I put Michael in before we finish?
List closed. He's begun.
Cheers, lads.
He's got his pick out. Thanks, good on you. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Michael Quinlan and Alan Quinlan there picking their Tipperary Mount Rushmore. Much rancor, as you might have expected. And I'm sure the debate will go on online as well. We do really want to get you involved too. So if you have any thoughts about who should have been in or out, please do feel free to get in touch with us as well. But that is the final four. English, Doyle, Cannan, and Brown is the way that wrapped up. Right, that is that for the minute. That is the Tipperary Mount Rushmore.
OTB AM's Mount Rushmore.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.